Prayer for a Full Understanding of God's Word, written by Andrea Hertzer and read by Kelly Gibbons. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. Psalm 18:30. Since COVID-19 invaded our world, most of us have been following the advice of scientists, doctors, and governmental agencies. When they said, don't wear masks, we didn't wear them. When they changed their minds and said, wear masks, we began to wear them. They speak, we act. Their life-saving advice is worth heeding, but the protocols are constantly changing. Don't you wish there was a source for accurate and reliable advice that, if followed, would guarantee your survival? The Bible is just that. It is a life-saving manual that has endured for thousands of years. It can preserve your life for eternity if you read what it says, believe it, and follow it. But how can you follow God's word if you don't understand what you're reading? Before I accepted Jesus Christ into my life, reading the Bible was like reading another language. I quit trying to read it because I couldn't understand it. I needed a teacher. Here's what the Bible has to say about those who do not have the Holy Spirit as their teacher. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit." That described me. Does it describe you? Do you want the Holy Spirit to teach and instruct you in life, both now and for eternity? You must first receive God as your Savior. Then the Holy Spirit will come to live in your heart. Pray this prayer. Jesus, I have done wrong things in my life, and I ask your forgiveness. I believe that you died to take the punishment for my sins upon yourself. I believe that you have conquered death when you rose from the dead. You triumphed over death, and I will have eternal life in heaven because I believe in you. I invite you into my heart and my life as my Lord and Savior, and I am yours. Give me your Holy Spirit to comfort, guide, and teach me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed that prayer in believing faith, you have received eternal life. It is my sincere hope and prayer that you fully embrace the message of God's wonderful love for you through Jesus Christ. May you humbly accept and obey God's word. It is the only unchanging truth that has the power to save your life for eternity. You have also received the Holy Spirit as a teacher and comforter in this life. Read the Bible daily to grow in your faith and pray this scripture-filled prayer to get started. Dear Lord, thank you that your Holy Spirit helps me discern and understand your word. Give me a hunger to feed my soul on scripture every day. As you have said, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I recognize that living according to the scriptures gives me a firm foundation for this life and the life to come, because your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Thank you that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path, so that I can walk securely. Please use scripture to teach me, rebuke me, correct me, and train me in righteousness, so that I can be completely equipped to do every good work you have prepared for me. Let me embrace your words of life more than I embrace my fears, my insecurities, and the lies that have ensnared me. I know that your hands formed me and made me, so I know that you can give me understanding to learn your commands and to teach me the scriptures. Please make your word come alive in my heart. Help me to remember it and act on it so that I will not sin against you. Open my ears to your word so that when I hear it spoken aloud, I will receive it with joy. Use it to guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. Help me to obey your word so that I will fully understand it and be able to move on to maturity in my faith. Place godly Bible teachers in my life and grant me the opportunity to teach biblical truth to others. I pray these things through the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.